There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. All right, we're talking about Bruce Jenner and what advice you would offer him if you had an opportunity to offer him some advice. Again, this is a story that's been, I guess it's been kicking around for maybe a couple months now, and I think that many people might have made the assumption that this was a new kind of decision on his part, but apparently, talking with his sister and his ex-wife, that they've known for quite some time. Mommy Kardashian apparently doesn't. That's a little unclear about that particularly. But, you know, an ex-wife is a little different than the latest wife. So, because they've just had longer time, presumably, to deal with what's going on and what his feelings were. Maybe he was just a little more forthcoming. He has four biological children and stepchildren as well, and as you might imagine, the four children, biological children, appeared on television. And I guess that's my concern about it, is that it's so public. And I suppose the good news about the public part is that there are probably other people who may take heart from his sort of outspokenness and is the public part of it. I just think it's a little difficult for him and for the family that this is, in theory, a very private matter that is not being handled in a very private manner. And part of it is he's lived most of his life in the spotlight one way or the other, so it's probably less difficult for him than it might be for someone else who'd been a lot less public. And I didn't mean to cut you off, Manny, because there's some other people who had some things. But I knew we were about to run out of time, so let's pick up where we left off of people's advice to Bruce.
Well, it's a good segue too, because of course the first comment we had was from Chandra. She said, "Live your life however you choose. Should be done in private, not in the media. You do not need the public's approval." But Tony, she responds underneath that. She says, "I agree, but because he is a public figure, he couldn't do anything privately, even if he wanted to."
Well, yes, I think he could have. He could have certainly gone someplace other than L.A. He could have presumably. I mean, it's not that hard to sort of disappear if you want to disappear, I think. As Diane Sawyer said to him, well, you know, your face, you know, you changed the way that your face looked. And I mean, their hats and sunglasses. I mean, look, there are lots of ways of not being public if you choose not to be public. And certainly getting out of L.A. is one of them.
Francis says, okay, you did the interview and the public has all the information they need to know or have. Don't turn your life into fodder for late night TV jokes and reality TV shows. Some things should be kept private, and this is certainly one of those.
Well, we have a consistent sense of this for various reasons, don't we? But so all of us so far agree. Let's keep going.
Vicky says, "I can't believe how much time the world has spent talking about this. Who cares? I think my advice would be to volunteer some time to others."
Well, I hear what you're saying. But look, here's my stance from that. And understand that the talk radio stations, are traditionally allied with sports stations, sports teams, and news, right? That those are the triumvirate of news, talk, and sports is usually. And so my experience, having not grown up in broadcasting, was my colleagues in the news department that I viewed as my friends. They were, you know, work associates as well. And when I walked in and they were gleeful, my stomach would clench, because from news people, disasters are what make their lives. It's not that they're horrible people. It's just that that's what they do plane crashes and shootings and fires and terrible people doing terrible things. When you walk into the news department and they're all bored and cranky, you know that the world is a safe place. So the fact that Bruce Jenner's story is getting headlines seems to me, I mean, look, what's the alternative? Looking at 3,000 people dead in Nepal. And granted, someone's going to say, well, there's presumably something we can do about, and maybe that's the solution. Maybe Bruce Jenner should say, look, instead of focusing on me, why don't you send me $5 and we'll send it to Nepal? Because, I mean, and the death toll is probably going to go higher than 3,000 people. And it's already a part of the world that is relatively impoverished. So, and so maybe that's the solution of getting the emphasis off him. But on days where we have stories like this, which are one person going through a personal journey, that the world is in a relatively safe place, as opposed, because you know if something disastrous happens, it'll knock Bruce off the front page. But there is something, I mean, look, it's got a lot of the elements, as you point out, it's got reality TV, it's got a famous person, it's sex. So that these are the kinds of things, this is the stuff of which human gossip is made, and we are gossipy creatures. We follow each other's stories. We are the most interesting thing on the planet. And at least in this particular case, it has the potential of a happy outcome, as opposed to 3,000 people dead in Nepal. So I hear what you're saying, though, and I think all of us basically, and hopefully at some point he will turn that celebrity into something meaningful. And my guess is if somebody said to him something at this point, he might say that he wished that there were role models for him in, you know, maybe 40 years ago, that this has been a struggle that he's been dealing with since he was a very young man, and he's now 65. So, okay, keep going.
Patty says, just follow your heart and pray the media will stop following you so you can have some peace.
Well, also, look, the media following you is one thing. Giving an interview to Good Morning America is quite another. So, I mean, I think this is a man who has, you know, as a psychologist, I would say, well, this is a private journey of a man who's basically lived a huge percentage of his life in front of the cameras. And if you talk to people who have been public figures, it's very hard for them sometimes to give up the spotlight, that they feel that the only time they're alive is when they're in front of an audience. And I've known people in our business who do that they don't really have much of a private self, that they're just always waiting to go on and to have the applause and the public sort of approval and things of this sort. And so, I mean, this seems to me a journey that could have been done more privately than it was. And part of it is who he is, but part of it is how he chooses to behave as well.
Melissa says, just be yourself. We love you.
Well, that's generous. Okay.
Belinda says, I really think we have much more we should be talking about instead of this ridiculousness.
Okay, make a suggestion. What would you like to talk about?
Anastasia says, live your life. All done with the interviews. It's just become a circus. Sure, the exposure gives regular folk hope for living a normal life, but enough already.
Well, and there is certainly the possibility that this is going to become, you know, yesterday's news, that it's that Good Morning America got a Friday show out of it and a Monday show after out of it. But my guess is, and it'll probably go on a little bit longer, but not a whole lot.
And last one here from Carol, she says, she just says, be happy.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, look, if you think about it, that whole issue of gender has been an issue that's as really as old as human history. And in some societies, people who are change genders or are transsexual or whatever we want to call them, transvestites, are viewed as seers, as holy people, as shamans. And then sometimes they are shamed. So, you know, it really depends on the society and, I suppose, who the people are. But this is not a new human issue. It may be that how we deal with it is relatively modern, but the phenomenon itself is ancient. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right. So I thank you guys for being your usual generous selves. You know, when we talked about putting this up, I was a little nervous because I thought, you know, I don't need people sort of saying, you know, this is the body we're born into. You know, tough patooties. I think you guys did a...
Sometimes a subject like that can open up a can of worms that...
Yeah, no. You know, I was telling... over the weekend, I was talking to somebody about the program, and they said... I said, you know, I'd use the example of the restrictions that are being placed on welfare recipients in a couple of states, or at least are proposed. And I said, you know, what was really fascinating to me was that we got a huge number of responses, but they were equally divided between people who said, look, I work hard for my money. I don't, you know, I think you guys are ripping me off. And people who said, look, why do we put restrictions on poor people and not on rich people? And I said, I don't think there are a whole lot of programs on, or a whole lot of TV stations or a whole lot of anything where you'd get that even split. And nobody was sort of suggesting that the people who disagreed with them were treasonous or not patriotic or stupid or misinformed. I mean, people were very clear and passionate about their beliefs, but were polite about other people's beliefs. So I was really proud of you guys for doing that. And as you know, on Friday we're going to do the. I've already sort of set up my shopping tour on on Thursday to go and do my many. I don't know if you were here when we talked about it. As you know, there's a controversy about how much money people are actually allowed, because I was told $29, but it can go up to as much as $42, which is a huge difference.
Yep.
So I just decided that if we're going to do this, I don't want people saying, well, you know, it's just it's not a fair thing because, you know, we only spent $29 and welfare recipients really get $42. So I decided, all right, we'll take the larger number, which turns out to be a convenient $6 a day. And the idea being that the only things that you don't have to purchase that you can use if you already have around the house are salt and pepper. You don't have to buy new salt or pepper, because actually salt isn't very expensive, but pepper's gotten a little pricey.
Mm-hmm.
So if you already have salt and pepper around, you can have that. I suppose artificial sweetener you could steal from restaurants. Don't say I said that. But, I mean, the idea is to really see, because I've had to do some really, I've already made up a shopping list of things of more or less how much I thought they were going to cost. And I had a friend who came to visit over the weekend, and she has a car. So when she comes to visit, we quite often do a Costco run. And I thought, can't do that right now because, I can't afford to buy in bulk and then not, you know, have the stuff around for a week. So starting Friday, so on Thursday, I'm going to go and I'm going to do my, I'm going to try and do the $42 all at the same time because I hate grocery shopping. And I think it's also sort of, it's kind of like when you're buying clothes, if you buy the dress and the shoes at the same time, you know they'll match. So I'm going to try and do everything on Thursday, and then I'll come in and we'll talk about it on Friday. And you guys get to do the same. And so we'll do the recipes and all sorts of things and see how that goes, assuming that you guys are interested in doing it. We basically do what you guys are interested in doing. And I can always tell because you either respond on Facebook or you don't respond on Facebook, or you call or you don't call. 855-993-7569.
Very, very quickly, Joy, we had one more comment on the Bruce Jenner thing that came
okay.
in over the break from Cindy. She says, to accept himself and live his honest, true, authentic self. It's a complicated world, and to be in a lifetime of eternal pain must be released. I may not understand this well, but I truly want this person and all people who are suffering from self-image and doubt to find their answers and be happy. And be happy, kind, and live their life as they should. I don't think you can do without a spiritual connection, and to let go of the stuff that keeps you down. He has a lot of courage.
Yeah, I tend to agree that, you know, that feeling like you're living a lie is just enormously, it's soul zapping, it's energy draining. It's just to feel like, and to feel like even people who love you don't know you, and you can't be honest with people that you love because you have this terrible secret. And clearly he was able to share with some of the people in his life, but not everyone, and certainly not the current people in your life. And to a certain extent, I think it's probably easier to be honest with people that were once important to us that aren't as important anymore, because there's not that day-to-dayness. We have to get along with them as much. And it seems less risky that if you say to somebody that, to an old boyfriend, an old girlfriend, oh yeah, you know, this is a false tooth. I mean, what are they going to do? You've got less involvement with them. They have less involvement with you. That if they decide to say, well, gee, that's pretty disgusting, that it's less of a, on an ongoing basis. I mean, you might miss their friendship, but it's a less basic, fundamental day-to-day vibrant relationship. So, but there were people that knew and knew about his struggle. And I mean, if you've known people like that, I've known a couple people who came out. It's really interesting that they tend to come out later in their lives. I suppose just finding the courage. And there's that whole notion that all of us become more who we really are later in our lives, because I'm one of my friends says, who do I have to impress anymore? So I suppose that's why as we get older, we get fatter. I don't know.
One more very quickly. It's funny that some of these comments are flying in now. Just in the last couple of minutes.
Well, we'll let them fly in, and then we'll come more if a lot of people want to come. And the other thing you could do is you can just pick up the phone and call me.
Yeah, for sure. But one more here. Margaret says, get as far away from the Kardashian women as possible. They are all messed up. You used to try and be a good influence on the two youngest, but I fear now even they are misguided.
There is that, isn't that? You know, that... You know, if you look at his four biological children, they all seem very different from the Kardashians. And, of course, they are very different from the Kardashians. But, yeah, I mean, especially you wonder if, you know, even though I just said that investing in people that are no longer as crucial to us, that we don't have that day-to-day interaction, may be safer. But, you know, to a certain extent... they may be saner as well, that they're people who don't go after the spotlight, who, and as I said, that their major complaint, as well as I could understand it, was not that he was transgendering, but that he was not there for them when they were growing up. And so I think what they may be hoping is that they get to know him better. And of course, it's very hard to know somebody who's keeping a secret, isn't it? Because if we don't want anyone to get too close to us if we have a secret, which is one of the reasons why, you know, I spend a lot of time trying to convince you guys that shame is really not a very useful emotion, that it can point us in a direction so because it feels so terrible, but it is a barrier to intimacy. It is a barrier to us being happy, because even if other people don't know our secret, we do. And as you know, it's not that confession is the solution, because quite often it's not, but leading your life in a way that you don't have to have secrets, I think, is the way to do it. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit vonage.telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been, thankfully, the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Right now is the time to jumpstart your health with the new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever. For an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Tangy Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time. Or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for AutoShip and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com today.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
John, you're on the air on Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, John. What's on your mind today?
Well, I've listened to your show for a long time, and I decided to call in to get some help.
Okay.
I don't know what to do. I'm very, very, very socially awkward. Like, when I'm around anybody that I haven't known for at least, a very, very long time, like, I can't talk. Actual physical anxiety, like, in my chest, like, I can feel it. Like, I can't talk. I get very nervous, and I have no idea why. No idea why. And it happens with everybody.
Okay, let me point out a couple things to you. First of all, how old are you?
23.
Okay, you in school, living at home, got a job. What's the story?
I have a job. I run like my own company with a partner, and I live on my own.
Okay.
And,
do you date at all?
Yep.
Okay, so you're okay around women?
Well, I prefer guys, but yeah.
Oh, so you're gay?
Yeah.
Okay, well, so women, you could take or leave, right? So you are okay around women. No, I was kidding you. But you're okay around guys that turn you on?
Yes. very fine. Like, I've had two long-term relationships. I'm in a long-term relationship now. Like, dating is not a problem. It's just, like, normal people.
Which number in the family are you?
I have an older brother and two younger sisters, so I'm, like, in the middle.
Okay. So was this a problem, like, in elementary school for you?
Ever since I can remember.
Okay. Do either of your parents have anxiety issues?
My mom might.
There seems to be a genetic component to it. So, I mean, you can thank your mom for your nice strong teeth and your curly hair and your big blue eyes and maybe your anxiety a little bit. Okay. In some ways, the opening sort of story that I did for you is really for you. It's got your name written all over it. Because it's what I would call, in another context, John, the Anna and the King of Siam theory of life. And that... you know, Anna, when she whistled the happy tune, the story of Anna and Siam, Anna and the King of Siam, that she's going to teach, and she takes her young son. She's a widow. And so they get to Siam, and they don't know anybody, and it's very strange. And so her son is very frightened. And she says, okay, here's the deal. You whistle a happy tune, and not only do you fool everybody else, but you fool yourself after a while, that there really is that feedback loop. We're aware of that. You're aware of the feedback loop on a negative basis. You're aware that you think, oh, my gosh, I don't know this person. They're not going to like me. It's going to feel awful. I feel anxious. And the more you're aware of that, the more anxious you become. And then so you know that. Well, if you're aware of that loop, we can make it go the other direction as well. All right? That's number one. Number two, Anna's right. That we really can fool ourselves as well as everybody else. And I was just telling you about kind of part of the technique is that you pretend. And what I don't want you to take my word for it. I want us to run a social experiment with you as the experimenter and the white rat. All right? You get to be both.
Okay.
I want you for the next week, because my guess is that you're in social situations, but maybe not as much as you would ordinarily because you're a little phobic about them. So if you're not in enough situations to really make this work, then I want you to put yourself not in harm's way, but in anxiety's way. All right? And then what I want you to do is I want you to smile and wave and say hello. All right? And
everybody?
I mean, you certainly could try everybody, because that can't hurt. And that way you don't have to differentiate. And it will get you, first of all, for people who don't know you, it will make you sort of seem either very friendly or very weird. But that's okay. Either is okay. My guess is, John, that what you have in your life is a combination of a biochemical kind of predisposition to anxiety. My guess is you were a startled baby, that you were always high anxiety, you may have been a little colicky as a kid, and so we've got that kind of genetic predisposition. But in addition, my guess is a large part of your life you felt like an outsider. You felt like you were about to be exposed. And those two together can be pretty darn potent. And so what I want you to do is to offset both of them at the same time by the simple expediency of what we would call in the trade just biofeedback, just a loop that says, all right, I'm going to pretend that I'm an insider. I'm going to pretend that I know everybody. Everybody's wanting to meet me. I'm friendly. And we'll make that sort of outsiderness, that differentness work for you rather than against you. And I want you to try it for a week. All right? Now, understand, when you very first start, because I can hear your stomach, you know, clenching at this moment, which is pretty good, there's a part of you that says, I'm not going to do this. She's crazy. She doesn't understand how really terrible it feels. I do. But I think the way to begin the process of overcoming it, because it's really interesting to me that most people who have social anxiety disorder have it most extremely around people that they're sexually attracted to. You don't. That gives me a major clue and gives you a major clue that this may be about your sexuality. This may be a sense that I'm an outsider, that, you know, that people knew, that I could be exposed. I'm feeling anxious about that, in addition to a little bit of the sprinkling of genetic predisposition.
Right.
So let's try it out. Let's try it for a week. And I'd really like you to do is I'd like you to keep track of. I don't want you going down the street waving and writing at the same time, because people would view you as a CIA agent or something. So, but what I want you to do is do the smiley, do the wavy, do the pretending that you're happy and cheerful, and then I want you to write down how it feels afterward or what you felt before, so we get some kind of ongoing, at least. if not monologue, at least some information about how this is feeling to you. And let's talk about it in 1 week, okay? It will work best if you really do start it today, where you've got my push behind you.
Okay.
Because your natural tendency is going to be to say, no, I'm not going to do that. You know, it'd work on someone else. It's not going to work on me. Try it. And my guess is by the end of the week, there's going to be a certain momentum that's going to carry you forward.
Okay.
All right, and if a week is too long, you can call me on Monday or something.
You want me to call you back in a week and tell you that one thing?
Yeah, and if it's feeling like you need some reinforcement before that's not working as well as you'd like, call me before that. But I would like to hear from you in a week, no more than a week.
Very good. Okay, I'll call you back in a week.
Yeah, good. How might I help you, Maria?
I just had a question. A relative is about to get married, and the young lady he's engaged to, parents don't know when he was a teenager he was incarcerated. Well, the future in-laws, one's a doctor, a lawyer, the young lady's a very educated person, and I was just wondering, should this be revealed before they actually got married?
By whom?
By the fiancé, the groom.
Well, you know, in theory, yeah, but I mean, I think that those kinds of secrets, how do you know that the kid, that the bride doesn't know?
The bride knows, the parents don't know.
Mind your own business. Yeah, no, I think that the parent. How old is the groom?
In his 30s.
Yeah, I mean, how old is the bride?
In her 30s.
No, I think everybody should mind their own business. I think it's not the parent. I mean, I guess if these kids were 15 or something, maybe. But it was a long time ago. As long as the bride and the groom know, I don't think it's the parents. I don't think it's any of their business.
Okay.
Yeah,
it was just another relative for me because they felt that she was going to hold this over his head and threaten to reveal it to her parents, but I didn't know what that was.
Well, first of all, where would she get that? And if that's the case, why are they getting married? No, I think everybody should stay out of this one.
Okay.
And I think you should try to convince whomever Miss Busybody was to not get too drunk at the wedding and reveal it, because they would be put on the bad guy list forever. Now, I mean, first of all, you don't know that they don't know, number one. Number two, this is, you know, I mean, there's probably, you've probably been to some weddings where somebody probably shoplifted when they were 13, you know, or cheated on a test. I think people should mind their own business. As long as the bride and the groom know. I mean, I think certainly surprising your bride with all sorts of confessions the day after the wedding is not very bright. But I think when you're 30 years old, I think what your parents know or don't know about the bride and groom is nearly irrelevant. These are grown-up people who can make their own decisions and keep their mouths shut.
Okay.
Okay, so tell Busybody to mind own business.
Okay.
All right?
Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Maria. Yeah, there is that tendency, if I know something and it's kind of juicy, that maybe I should be the one to share it. But you have to understand that there are ramifications to those secrets. Right, and the person who shares the information, you've heard the expression, kill the messenger? Yeah, so assuming that because you know this juicy little tidbit that somebody is going to be thrilled that you told them, because those juicy tidbits are almost always negative, aren't they? The juicy tidbit is, this person won an Eagle Scout Award for being the nicest human being on the block when they were 15. I mean, nobody wants to share that, right? It's that that they were arrested for shoplifting when they were 12. That's the kind of tidbits that we're tempted to share. But you have to remember that, first of all, you're not... first of all, the question you have to ask is it your business? Why are you tempted to tell somebody? What do you think the reaction's likely to be? And understand that it's not only that it's self-preservation to keep your mouth shut, but it's also sort of good manners. I mean, why are we going and saying negative things about people if we don't have to? And especially if it's none of our business. All right, I thought we'd talk a little bit about helicopter parenting, or about free-range parenting. Do you know what that is? I know, a nutty term. And I'll tell you what it's about and what the controversy is when we return. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, we were talking about the terms. There are two terms. One is helicopter parenting, and the other is free-range parenting. All right, and this has gotten to be a huge controversy. Helicopter parenting is the term that's described of people hovering over their kids and sort of making decisions for them and not being ever very far away and sort of monitoring their Facebook page and making sure that they have passwords to their to their computers and things of that sort. All right, and that's viewed, I would view it, the helicopter parenting is sort of being snoopy. But then I'm not particularly in favor of snooping. I think I'm in favor of keeping an eye on your kids, having conversations with your kids, having meals with your kids, because I think anything you can find when you're snooping, there you're going to have a huge argument that most of us are not very good at lying. And the idea being that kids going to say, I can't believe you did that, I have no privacy, and you're going to be off and running on a whole different ball game that doesn't really make any sense. So I'm not particularly in favor of that. I do think keeping an eye on our kids makes some sense, but there are better ways of doing it than snooping. The term free-range parenting came up because, you know, we have free-range chickens, right, that are not kept in cages and are allowed to go and kind of graze wherever they want. And this term got associated with parenting all of a sudden because I think 2 weeks ago or something, I don't know, it was Des Moines, Iowa or someplace, that two kids were picked up and arrested because they're walking home from school. And the parent, they didn't notify the parents, so the parents didn't know where the kids were for like 6 hours, and there's social workers involved and whatever, and they were questioning whether or not the parents were really responsible because they were letting the kids walk home from school by themselves. And that's called free-range parenting. And so there's this huge controversy about which is the appropriate way to parent. And one of the articles was saying, well, you know, that I walked home from school. Most of the people I know walked home from school. And the question is, the idea of my mother walking me home from school, first of all, she had so many kids that she couldn't have walked all of us home from school. She would have needed, I mean, there were different schools and different ages and whatever. And I think when we had two kids of the same age in the same school, or the different ages in the same school, that the older ones, you know, I can remember walking brothers and sisters to school. And by the time I was in junior high school or high school, which is when I was particularly probably useful, that I had a completely different schedule than my brothers and sisters. I was going in early because I was on the newspaper or doing the yearbook or whatever. So I would walk to school early in the morning, and then I'd often have chem lab or something in the afternoon. So I just was on a completely different schedule. And it was a long walk home. It was like a mile and a half. From most of the time I was there, and didn't think anything of it. I mean, you could sometimes take the bus, but that quite often the bus was at a different time. I mean, buses wouldn't get you into Kimla at 6 o'clock in the morning, and they wouldn't, I mean, they left whatever school was over as opposed to whenever your extracurricular stuff was over. So it's now this huge controversy about which are parents who let their kids walk home from school irresponsible, or are they teaching kids independence? And are parents who are helicopter parents teaching their kids to be sneaky, or is this concerned parenting? And, you know, part of it obviously is going to depend on the age of the kid. I mean, would you let a 5-year-old walk to school by themselves? I don't think so. Would you let a 10-year-old walk to school by themselves? Well, it probably depends on the neighborhood and how far away the school is and whether it's light or dark. Would you let a 15-year-old walk to school by themselves? I can't imagine walking a 15-year-old to school. I can't imagine a 15-year-old allowing you to walk them to school. So somewhere between 10 and 15 is, or presumably the time where you begin to trust your kid. I mean, at 15 or 16, in a lot of states, kids can drive. And what, 14, you can drive a tractor in some states. So, I mean, you can see it's going to vary with the age of the kid, with the sex of the kids. Are boys allowed more freedom than girls in our society? Absolutely. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? So I thought we'd put up on Facebook that you know, what kind of parent are you, and you know, what do you think, why, and what do you think the advantages or disadvantages are? There are certain things that I believe very strongly about parenting. I think the kids should get allowances early because it's a way for them to do chores, and it's a way for them to understand about money and to take responsibility and to make decisions about purchases. I think kids should have jobs early for the same reason. It also gives them the additional cachet of knowing that they're useful, they're valuable, somebody's willing to pay for their services. I think that parents should monitor kids' homework. Whether that means they do homework with them or not, I think it's going to depend on the kid and all sorts of things. I'm one of those people who doesn't think that there should be video games or TV during the week, because if you say to a kid they can't do video or TV until they finish their homework, they're going to say the homework's finished, whether it's finished or not. And not necessarily because they're not very honest, but because they're motivated to watch television much more than to do their schoolwork. So I think there are some some basics that as parents we can incorporate, and I would call them neither free range nor helicoptering. I don't believe in snooping on kids. I do believe in keeping an eye on them, because kids are, what you're going to do is make your kids sneaky rather than responsible. Because the whole point is not to raise a successful kid, but to raise a successful adult. And that means taking responsibility. And if kids make mistakes when they're still living with us, at least we're around to support them and to provide some kind of hopefully wise counsel, as opposed to just scolding or punishment. But it's going to be a huge controversy about what, I mean, free-range parenting used to just be called parenting, right? That your kids got up in the morning and they, either you made them breakfast or they made breakfast, or the older ones made breakfast for the younger ones. We used to make lunches the night before, especially because I think I was in charge of lunches and breakfast, but I left for school so early that I just made the sandwiches and put everything in the refrigerator the night before. And I think certainly the oldest kids tend to be, especially oldest girls, tend to be the more responsible, just because they get more duties assigned to them. But so we put up on Facebook, what kind of parenting are you and why? And I suppose we should also ask, are you different than your parents in parenting? I would say that I was somewhat of a hybrid of my parents' parenting. I mean, the thing is, they had so many kids, and I was the oldest, that I was parented very differently than my youngest sib. When I had one child, that I sort of tried to find a middle ground between what I thought was reasonable of what my parents did right about me and what I wish they'd done differently. So I was probably more of a hands-on parent than my parents, just because there was, I only had one child, but really tried to give her a sense of independence as well, that she could function separately from me. We also had the difficulty that by the time she was six or seven, that I was a single parent, and that was certainly a very different experience than I'd had. So talk about parenting, whatever it is on your mind, regardless of what we're talking about. We'd love to get a phone call from you, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Now, folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.